Welcome to Seth's Daily Podcast. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. I want to thank you guys for subscribing. Today, I have an interview with Knott County Clerk Reese Amberge Cornett. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Introduce yourself to the viewers.
My name is actually Marisa Reese Amberge Cornett, and everybody calls me Reese. And I'm the Knott County Clerk of Knott County. Very proud to be. I've been in the office for, to be right now, saying 2021, 22 years, but I've been clerk for two.
Okay, and what'd you say? Sorry.
I exceeded Kenneth Gayhart, that was clerk for 20 years. I worked with him for 20 years, and when he retired, I exceeded his place.
Yeah, and what was the process of the mail-in voting this year?
It was very hectic in this pandemic and in this place and time of 2020. We've never had that many applications in our lives. In May, it started in May when the pandemic was really, really bad, that we had to cancel our election in May and have it in June. So they brought up everyone that wanted an absentee ballot, they would receive an absentee ballot. So we done over 1,300 absentee ballots just in our office. That's paper ballots.
Yeah. And there was a different process in machine voting as well. You had to put envelopes into a machine, didn't you?
We have a new express vote machine that the state bought us because it's more accurate and more fast-paced machine to vote on. And when you come into our early voting, what you done, when you come in, we've got a new poll book that you sign your name on it, or that you take your driver's license. We just scan that driver's license, and it brings up your info, your voter, and then you sign that poll book, and then we go to the express vote, and we give you a piece of paper, and you run that through the voting machine, and then you cast your vote. And then that'll print out who you voted for. Then you take that into a scanner, a D5200 scanner, and it scans. That's when you vote. It scans your vote right into the machine.
Yeah. You'll be, how long have you been working in the clerk's office?
I'll be here 22 years. As of today, I was sworn in January of 2020. So it'd be 2 years today. I'm a clerk, but I've also worked in the office for 20 years.
Yeah. And what was you going to say? Sorry.
I said I've worked 20 years as deputy clerk in the office before I became clerk.
Yeah. And you run again in 2022, right?
2022 will be our next election. We're off this year. We have no election this year, but in 2022, it'll be the next county election.
Mm-hmm. And what have you, what has been the most challenging thing? Like, I know the clerk's office has been closed a couple of times this year because of COVID, right?
Yes, yes.
It's been very challenging, I'd say, working with COVID going on with a lot of telephone, right?
Yes, yes, yes. What we did when this became, our pandemic became, and our governor closed us March the 6th, I think it was, we had to go to get into action real fast because we had to sit and think about this. So we decided that we would put out a drop box in the back of the courthouse for people to drop their mail, their license, their deeds, whatever they needed. They could drop them off, but we couldn't let them come into the courthouse, into our office. Then we also decided we done the online. We could always do the online, but we decided to just open up the online from Frankfort to let them go in on the phone and do their licenses or whatever they need to do over the phone. And then we done a regular phone calls as a debit and a credit card. We could do that over the line too. And it was very challenging. We had to go get our paperwork every hour on the air, and people was waiting, wanting their license to be done. you know, right then and there, and we tried to accommodate them as much as we could, and then we cleaned, and we cleaned, and we cleaned, and it was just, we wore a mask, we wore gloves. It was very challenging. But you know what? Between all that, God had blessed us to get through all this without any of us having COVID or anything. He really took care of us and watched over us.
Yeah, God's good all the time.
Yes, he is. That's my favorite saying. God is good all the time. And God is love, and we need to love one another and help one another. And that was my main purpose, is to make it easier for our people to come and do their business, what they need to do.
Mm-hmm. What do you love about your job?
I love the people. That's my favorite part about my job, is the people that I get to see at least once a year. They have to come in licensing their vehicles at least once a year. And I get to see them, I get to talk to them, and that's my greatest pleasure, my office. And that's why I've missed most about this pandemic, is the people. We've not got to see them as much as we would normally get to see these people.
Yeah. How did the election moving back from May to June affect the process of, like, getting ready for absentee voting, like, the process of it? Because like you said, you've never seen numbers, like so many numbers of absentee voting.
Yes, our state board elections was really, really on top of things. I have to give them a lot of courage for that. It was new for them too, and they had to make all these new laws. And then we had to accept those new laws into our office. So what they done, they made a portal for people to get on and to register for their absentee ballots. And, of course, these people that doesn't have a computer or is not familiar with computers, especially our older people, we had to get in there and accommodate them and put their information in anyway so they could get their absentee ballot, which it was like a three different aspect this time. We had to do that. First time, they would call and ask for an absentee ballot. That would go into our portal, and then they had to give them a code number. Okay, so then we had to wait on that code number to come through the mail to get our absentee ballot to put on the paperwork for them to get for them to match up. Their name had to match with their code number. So we had three different processes. We had to do that to get to the point that we can mail that out to these people. And it took longer to do that than it usually did. But lo and behold, most of them got their absentee ballots, you know. They our people of Knox County, they fell right into place. They helped us, and you know, they didn't gripe or complain. And we got them out the best that we could get them out. And we worked tirelessly. We worked from eight in the morning to 8 at night sometimes, and sometimes later than that, to get these absentee ballots out.
So you guys will be, now on, there will always be an ID check before allowing people to vote, right?
Yes, people need to bring their driver's license, which I'm all for. I know some people didn't like that, but it is so much simpler to just give us your driver's license or your ID and let us scan it in that poll book, and it brings it right up. You know, it's already there.
Yeah, it's a real easy process.
Yes, it's so much easier. And you know, there you are. We don't have to guess who you are. You give us your driver's license, there you are. So much simpler.
Yeah, I have to say it. Voting in November, it definitely made the process faster.
Yes. The only holdup we had in November was where we had those two questions on there about the, you know, getting more time, and then about the Macy's Law. That held us up some because a lot of people didn't understand that. And I understood that, why they didn't want to vote for something they didn't understand. Yeah, so that held us up a little bit, but it went good.
Yeah, because the wording on the amendments and stuff.
Yes, it was a little not understanding.
Yeah, it was hard to understand.
Yeah.
I ended up voting no on them because I didn't understand the wording too good on them.
I think, like everyone else, you know, they would ask me and I would say, now, I have no part of that, but if you don't understand something, in my personal opinion, I won't vote for anything I don't understand.
Yep.
You know, that's my personal opinion, though.
Yep. And what about the new machines? They're going to be around for good, right?
Yes. We have the state board elections that bought us those machines. Usually the county has to buy those, the fiscal court. but they bought us all the new machines. So yes, we will be keeping those machines. I'm trying to receive more of the machine because we have 30 precincts and I just have enough for 8. Which that goes back to I may have to go to super centers like we done this time.
Yeah, so people can vote wherever. I believe this time people could vote out of their area, right? Like they could vote. Like if you live in the Car Creek area, you could go to North Central and vote, right?
Yes, that opened it up. We didn't have as many precincts, but that opened it up for whoever was convenient for the voter. They could go wherever was convenient for them to vote.
Yeah, like if they was at work and stuff.
Yes. Say, like if they worked in Highland and they voted in Beaver,
mm-hmm.
if they wanted to go to North Central and vote, it was already ready for them. They could vote there.
Mm-hmm. That did make it a lot easier for people to. That's, I believe, was there a higher voter outcome? Like more people voted this time than what they did in probably the 2016 election?
Yes. Yes, there's more people voted this time than they voted probably in the 20 election. It was close. Both of them was close, but that was a county election. But for this to be a presidential election and these many people voted, yes, it was more. Available, and it made it better for more people to get out and vote because people wanted to vote. They didn't want to vote on paper. They wanted to vote, personally.
Yeah, me personally, I voted at Car Creek. I voted on... I didn't want to vote through mail as either.
Yeah. We found that was a lot of people calling in and saying, hey, I don't want to vote on paper. So I made me and my state board, my county board, got together, and I said, listen, these people don't want to vote. Paper. Let's make it convenient since they're making us do super centers. Let's make it convenient for each. So I went around each corner of the county and tried to place a machine in each corner of the county so it'd be more convenient for the people to vote. And it really worked good.
I appreciate you doing that.
Yes, it worked really good.
I'm sure everybody in Knott County appreciates you doing that for making the process easier to vote.
Yes, because I think in my heart, I voted ever since I was 18, and in my heart, that's one of the most special things you can do for yourself, is go out and express your vote to whom you feel free, and nobody, it's nobody's business but yours, but you feel free, you can vote for whomever you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What is the website, like if somebody wants to change their party affiliation, what is the website they can go to change? Say somebody wants to change from a Democrat to a Republican or a Republican to Democrat, what is the website they can change on?
It's ky.gov and go to the election website.
Okay, thank you. What'd you say?
You're welcome. It'll go. KY.gov will take you to many, many sites, but go into the election part.
Yeah. Thank you for that information.
And we have a lot of people that maybe want to change their parties, and that's fine, because when they go into the website and change that, they sign that, and then we get it, and then we download it into our data, and our data goes back into Frank for showing that they changed their party.
Mm-hmm.
So it all comes back to us anyway, and that's our job to get it down and put it back into the frame.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank you for the interview.
You're mighty welcome. Thank you for asking me, and I appreciate you. I really appreciate it.
You have my full support in 2022, and I'll tell all my viewers and subscribers to vote for you in 2022 for clerk.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I love you, buddy.
Thank you. You have a great day, and God bless.
God bless you, and have a wonderful New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye. This has been the interview with Knott County Clerk Reese Cornett. I want to thank her for doing the interview, and you should definitely vote for Reese and Bergie Cornett in 2022 as she runs for re-election. I want to thank you guys for subscribing. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. Y'all have a good day, and God bless.